From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting international efforts underway to ease the suffering following Monday's South Asia quake. Global rescue and relief efforts have begun following Monday's quake that struck a remote area of northern Afghanistan, killing and injuring hundreds. The quake registered a magnitude 7.5 and was followed by at least two tremors. It was centered deep beneath the Hindu Kush Mountains in Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province, which borders Pakistan, Tajikistan, and China. Nazif Shirani of Indiana University grew up in the region.
That area is very unstable and always subject to earthquakes. As you know, 6 months ago there was one in Nepal, which devastated Nepal. It's a scale that most people in Afghanistan say at least has not occurred in the last 50 years.
The U.S. Agency for International Development has pre-positioned supplies to help those in need. The group Mercy Corps already has assessment teams on the ground in the affected areas. In Tanzania, votes are being counted from Sunday's election, which is seen as the tightest in the nation's history, with the longtime ruling CCM facing a stiff challenge from the opposition Chadema Party. The CCM's candidate, Works Minister John Magufuli, was seen as a narrow favorite to withstand a challenge from former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa. Meanwhile, the opposition has claimed victory in a separate election on the semi-autonomous island archipelago of Zanzibar. In Ivory Coast, an unofficial estimate of 60% of the electorate turned out in Sunday's election, which won praise from international election observers Monday as peaceful and fair. The opposition was split among several candidates, and incumbent President Alassane Ouattara was widely expected to coast to a second 5-year term. This is VOA News.